The essence of this is we just don't tell the truth when we think telling the truth would be inconvenient for us. And again, that may sting, but I hope, I honestly, this is honesty. Truth with love. I hope it stings. It's supposed to sting.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a special edition of the Daily Discipline Podcast. This is the Super Skills Series. In this series, BK talks us through 20 skills we can all use every day to improve our lives and our impact on the things we care about. He helps you break down each skill through the lens of self-awareness, self-discipline, and self-confidence. By the end of this series, you'll be able to turn these 20 simple skills into super skills that unlock a stronger you, a more productive you, and a more fulfilled you. In today's episode, we're talking about honesty and how it differs from selective honesty, where people are dishonest at times to avoid inconvenience. Reminder to stick around through the end of the episode so you can hear how to get your hands on free E plus R equals O resources for activating these skills in your life.
The simple skill of honesty is to tell the truth as you understand it with love and purpose in an effort to share something of value. That's what honesty is. And that is not black and white. That is not yes or no. That is not binary in that up or down, left or right sense. That is layered. That is a challenge. That is complex. And that has a lot of factors that go into it. So let's break down the simple ones, okay? Here's the first piece. Honesty is different in context to context. I believe that we need to take a step back in our skill development of honesty and not view it as this yes or no. And we need to recognize that honesty will shift between people and context and timing and style and approach. And the skillful deployment of honesty is not just figuring out whether to be honest, okay? It's how. It is bringing skill to it that addresses the complexity of the realities that's in there, okay? All of the areas where we find it difficult to be honest and tell people the truth, that's where the skill of this needs to go up, okay? What's common is for people to say they believe in honesty, but behave in selectively honest ways. What do I mean about selective honesty? Well, here's the most common behavior pattern for adults. And that is adults, once they build the capacity to think and they've had experience with people, here's what adults will do. They will calculate the cost of their honesty before they decide whether to be honest. People will look at their significant other. They will have a perspective or they'll get asked a question. And then rather than be honest, right, rather than tell the truth, as they see it or their perspective, they will calculate out what they think their partner would think about that perspective. And if they believe that that partner would think that that perspective would be bad, the person will choose not to be honest about what their real thought and perspective and opinion is when it gets asked, and instead they will share something that they think would not hurt that person's feelings or piss them off or make them upset or create a disagreement and an argument. They will calculate the cost of honesty, then they will take their real opinion, lower it, hide it, or turn it down, and instead they will express an opinion that they don't think the other person would get upset at. Selective honesty. They don't let go of the truth inside. They don't get let go of the perspective inside. They're just not honest about that entire perspective. We don't say, I tell the truth based on whether or not I think it would give me good results. I just want that to sink in for a minute. I tell the truth or I hide it based on the outcomes I think would happen. Right? That is the opposite of honesty. Right? That is manipulation. That is hiding honesty, so that bad things don't happen to you, so that you don't experience inconvenience. And that's ultimately what happens, is the essence of this is we just don't tell the truth when we think telling the truth would be inconvenient for us. And again, that may sting, but I hope, I honestly, this is honesty, truth with love. I hope it stings. It's supposed to sting when you recognize that you withhold the truth from people because it would be inconvenient to you. That is supposed to sting. That's not supposed to be in alignment with your value system, because your value system is not expressed like that. On your wedding day, or when people ask you, you don't tell them that. You don't say, hey, I will be honest with you as long as it doesn't inconvenience me too much. But if I think being honest with you would be inconvenient for me and you would get upset, I'll just not be honest with you so I don't have to deal with that part. That's not what you say. Right? Now, that would be integrity if that's what you said. Like, if you told people that's how you operate and then you operate with that way, that's integrity. That's you being who you say that you are, if you go back and watch the integrity session. But that's not how we portray this. That's not what we tell people we do. We tell people we're honest. The act of honesty is first and foremost, and mostly, an act of courage. That's what honesty is. Honesty is an act of courage. The first part of that courage is the courage to live a value system that you have decided. That's the first courage. The second part of the courage is the courage to face the full array of consequences that being honest delivers. Because anytime you are honest, there will be consequences. They will be good, they will be average, and they will be not good. Right? There will be pain associated with them. There is no painless path. So you're going to be pain. You're going to experience pain whether you are honest or dishonest. If you are honest, you are being true and aligned with yourself, and then you're going to be experiencing pain based on the closest thing to who you actually are is. At least then you're experiencing pain for living the truth, right? Living your truth, living your perspective, living your experience, and communicating it as best as you possibly can. When you're not honest, it's not anybody else's fault. It's not you being smart. It's not you being calculated. It's lacking courage. And that responsibility sits with one person, and that is you. So a handful of things to improve how you know yourself, control yourself, and believe in yourself when it comes to delivering honesty. The first thing, everyone wrestles with honesty, okay? The reason that courage is so important is because we are tempted all the time to not be honest. And anybody who says they don't struggle with honesty is being dishonest and therefore proves that people struggle with honesty. Honesty is a hard thing to do. People don't have the same perspectives. People have emotions. It's layered. There's all kinds of stuff. There's this web of opinions and perspectives and experiences, and we're all different. And people disagree. And feelings arise and emotions hit. And look, it's a challenge, okay? So we can embrace and acknowledge that honesty is a challenge. And so here's how I like to look at this from a self-awareness perspective. The self-awareness I like to have about honesty is, what are we using honesty for, right? What are we using honesty for? Are we using it to connect with people? Are we using it to prove points? Are we using it to add value? Are we using it to one-up people? Are we using it to sting or cut or put people down? Are we using it to try to get a rise emotionally out of people in a way that propels them to action? Or are we using it to get a rise out of emotion in people that we use it as a gotcha? Self-awareness is, what are you using it for? And then the second part of self-awareness is investigating yourself. When are you honest and when do you struggle? Where are you honest and where do you struggle? How are you honest and how do you struggle? Okay? These are the questions. When, where, how, why are we using this? And I think the first investigation is internally and in self, and that is, how honest are you with yourself? Because if you're not going to be honest with yourself, it's going to be very difficult to be honest with other people. Okay. Now, at the junction of self-awareness and moving into self-control is a very interesting point, okay? So the self-awareness is about, what are you using honesty for what purpose, okay? And how honest are you with yourself? When, where, how, why are you struggling with honesty versus when you're good at it? That's the self-awareness part, okay? Now that we're looking at it as a skill and not a switch. The self-control is this. Avoiding honesty is not to protect other people. It's to protect yourself. Telling yourself and telling anyone else that you hid the truth to protect somebody else's emotions is just the story that you're telling yourself. So you don't have to tell yourself the truth. And you don't have to face it and do something about it. We do not hide the truth to make sure other people don't feel bad. We hide the truth to make sure we don't feel bad. Self-control is this. Self-control is never detach truth from love and love from truth. It's delivering honesty with love. It's when you have something hard to say and it's going to be painful, bring that love with it. Bring that empathy up. Don't allow the fact that you love somebody and you don't want them to go through pain and then have that be on you and you be the source of that and therefore protecting yourself and telling yourself you're protecting them. What you're doing is you are hiding the truth and you are hiding reality from that person you say that you love. And how is that protecting them? How is protecting them lying, shielding them from honesty, not telling them what you really think and feel and a perspective that you actually have? It's not protecting them, damaging them. It's deciding for them, I know better than you about what you can handle and what you can't. Therefore, I will be the decider of what truth you get to know and what truth that you don't, because you are incapable of handling and processing the truth, and I am capable of doing it for you. That's what we're saying. Just because you have a perspective does not mean your perspective needs to be shared all the times. Because go back, what is honesty? Honesty is the truth as you understand it, with love and purpose, in an effort and objective to share something of value. Okay? Now attach that to, is there value in this for the other person, even if it would hurt their feelings initially, or they'd be upset, or they would not like that I have this perspective? And if you determine yes, and there's purpose and there's love, now you have to decide whether you're going to be a person of courage or who lacks courage. Then you'll figure out how much skill you have in delivering the truth with love. This is why honesty is difficult. So let's move into self-confidence. How do we confidently go through honesty? Because the question I probably get more than anything else is, how do I tell people blank, blank, blank? How do I pass on this message? How do I hold people accountable? How do I communicate, blah, 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 whatever it is, without hurting people's feelings? Or in a way where they don't get upset, or some version of those things. How do I communicate it where there's no negative consequence at all? And you don't. Okay, you don't. Stop asking for it. Stop expecting it. Stop trying to get honesty and truth and perspective across without tension and pain and difficulty and struggle and people not liking it. Stop making that the aiming point. Start deciding what is the first standard. The first standard has got to be honesty and integrity. That's got to be the first standard. So to improve your honesty, increase your empathy. Okay? Go back into the book. If you're a member of the Daily Discipline community, then you have this book. Okay? You have this in PDF format. And you can see there is the skill of empathy here, right? We've gone over it on the video. If you're not a member, you can go back and watch the video. If you want to improve honesty, improve empathy, the easiest way and the fastest way to improve your ability to deliver honesty in a way where it reaches other people with value is through empathy, because empathy does two things. First, it helps you understand people's priorities and perspectives and realities better, which means you have a better path and avenue to deliver honesty through. Okay, you see more, you observe more, you get more through empathy. Number two is empathy opens up the other person to be more receptive to the honesty that you would deliver, okay? All the forms of it. It doesn't make them agree, But think about this. When you're empathetic with somebody and then you deliver honesty that they disagree with, but you've been empathetic, they can disagree with you with a lot less emotional volatility. You can have different perspectives when you've empathized well with each other, and you can own, honestly share and say, look, we just don't see it the same. And empathy allows you to sit in two different states of honesty where you're both viewing the same situation through two different perspectives. You've got two different realities in your minds about it. And empathy allows you to sit in that and be okay. So if you want to improve honesty, increase your empathy. These are not opposing forces. Don't fall into the trap where you think that empathy is making sure people's emotions are okay and everybody's emotional state is fantastic. It's not. I think the biggest piece of honesty is we've got to detach from in honesty, starting with an objective of, I want to be honest, but I don't want to hurt people's feelings. Look, if you don't want to hurt people's feelings, okay, then tell the truth from a place of love and don't try to engineer and control their feelings. Some of you need this version of this message. I don't know how many of you need this, but some of you need this. Okay, you need the more direct and harsh and confrontational version of this for me. Okay, you are not the puppet master and controller of other people's emotions. You don't get to decide what somebody else feels and what they don't. Stop being a control freak engineer of other people's feelings and emotions. That's not your job. You needed that. Okay, some of you needed that. It's not your job. Let other people be in charge of their emotions. You are in charge of whether you're honest, the skill at which you do it, the purpose that you're sending it for, and whether or not you're doing it with love, empathy, and genuine concern for the other person. That's where your control ends. That's it. Truth with love. I love you, but you are not the person who gets to decide how I feel, or your spouse feels, or your team feels, or your kids feel. They're in control of those things. Start focusing on your responsibilities and your control. What are you communicating? How honest are you? How much courage do you have? Are you telling it real? And then are you empathizing with the fact that despite your honesty, other people might see it differently and there might be multiple perspectives?
Hey, thanks for listening all the way through. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review because your reviews help more people find this podcast who need it. As promised, we've got links in the show notes to resources that will help you activate these skills in your life. First up, we've got the Do the Worksheet, a free E plus R equals O resource that helps you apply what we talked about here to your life. Lastly, if you're interested in taking the application of these skills a step further, we have a downloadable guidebook with all 20 skills only for members of the Daily Discipline community. Developing these 20 skills into super skills help you become a stronger you, a more productive you, and a more fulfilled you. As always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.